The Tennessee Aquarium houses one of the largest collection of freshwater animals in the United States and is also home to the Tennessee Aquarium Conservation Institute. World Water Day is coming up March 22nd, so I checked in with the Institute to check up on local efforts to conserve freshwater habitats. The Tennessee Aquarium Conservation Institute gets involved in a lot of projects locally, regionally, and beyond. And Dr. Anna George, you're still the director of the Institute, right?
They haven't kicked me out yet.
There we go. What is up with the Institute today?
We have a lot of exciting projects that are going on in 2013, and one of the things we're most excited about is our new project working with Southern Appalachian brook trout. And these are beautiful little fish. They're the only trout that's native to the Southeast. You may be out fishing for rainbows or browns, but really, brook trout are the thing that we have in Tennessee to be proud of. They've got bright red bellies. They're just beautiful little fish. And we've started working with them, similar to what we do with our lake sturgeon program. Unfortunately, Southern Appalachian brook trout are in less than 3% of their historic range in Tennessee and North Carolina. So we've started a project where we can breed them in captivity and then introduce those offspring back into their native waters.
Have you had success with them then breeding in the native waters?
Since this is a new project, no, we haven't had success with that yet. This year, we took 50 adults out of a watershed up in northeast Tennessee, and we've had those in captivity for the past 4 or 5 months, and they have spawned in captivity, and we've got about 315 little baby brook trout swimming around our tanks right now. So later on this year, we will be introducing these baby brook trout back into the stream where we took the adults from, and working with a graduate student from Tennessee Tech, we'll actually be able to track their survival, and that'll help inform the program so we can make good decisions as we go on in terms of how many adults we need for how many offspring in order to really restore these guys to their native waters.
What's the biggest challenge or threat to this trout?
There are many challenges for Southern Appalachian brook trout. They live in very cool, clear streams. These are streams that have been deforested recently. They used to live at elevations of only 1,000 feet. Now, you pretty much have to get up over 4,000 feet in elevation before you find water that is cool, clear, and unimpacted so these guys can survive. The introduction of rainbow and brown trout, those are really fierce competitors for the brook trout, and unfortunately, they don't do all that well. So finding the right habitat for them that's free from their competitors, that has clear, cool water, and then with the growing threat of climate change and our uncertainty over the complete impacts of that in the Southeast, all of this means our brook trout definitely need our help right now.
And that is part of what the Institute does. It's conservation of the animals and also the habitat.
You cannot conserve animals without good habitat, and you really don't have great habitat if you don't have animals living in it. It's all part of the same picture, and we really do work on freshwater ecosystems here in the Southeast.
Kathleen Alford is an associate with the Tennessee Aquarium Conservation Institute.
My primary responsibility at Tennessee is to do our propagation and husbandry. So lake sturgeon, brook trout, Conasauga log perch, any of the animals that we have in-house that need care on a day-to-day basis, that's my primary responsibility. In addition to that, do field work. We do a lot of surveys to see what's going on out in the wild. I'm also being trained in genetics so that we can do conservation genetics projects to see how these rare organisms are making it in the wild. What do those populations look like on a molecular level so that we can make the right decisions for their conservation?
When you're counting animals on land, you can pretty much scope it out, look, maybe do a head count and extrapolate data from there. When you're looking at a river or a stream, how can you tell what's under the surface of that water?
It's a whole different ballgame than terrestrial biology. It really depends on the habitat. So most of the organisms that we work with are stream fish. So we do a lot with minnows and top minnows, darters, that type of animal. And so they're little small fish that live in little small streams. The best way to sample for those is to use a seine net that you can stretch all the way across the width of a stream or really capture an entire habitat. Sometimes we also use a tool called a backpack electroshocker. What that allows us to do, it sounds much more scary than it is to put a mild electric current in the water and it causes the fish to come to the surface. So we can scoop them up, look at them, figure out what they are. As soon as they hit the water again, they swim off. And so it's really not harmful to the fish. It's not harmful to the environment. And in some ways, it's better for the habitat because with a seine net, you're going to be stomping up the plants and kind of digging up the substrate and making the water murky, which is not the case when you use electricity. And so that's another tool that we can use to be able to really figure out what's under the surface in these small streams. When we talk about bigger river fish, again, it's a different ball game. And with our lake sturgeon, we're finally in a portion of the project where we are in the monitoring phase. And so we've been putting lake sturgeon back in the Tennessee River now for about 13 years. They're big enough. They are dense enough. We have enough fish out there that we're able to really find them during monitoring activities. And so in 2011 was the first time that we had good success with all of our partners out looking for lake sturgeon. And we were using trot lines to do this. And we ended up catching 34 fish, which was huge for us. Prior to 2011 and all of the monitoring efforts for several years, they had caught 5. So, you know, catching 34 was great. In the spring, we tried it again. We caught 8. And then in the fall of 2012, we caught 52. So we're getting better at monitoring for these fish, figuring out where they are, being able to catch them. But it's different than stream sampling because we have to take boats out on the river. We have to really target the habitat. The river is a big place. And so we have to target the habitat where we think these fish are living, set trot lines, come back the next day, pick those trot lines up, and see what we've got. And sometimes you get only catfish, sometimes you get nothing, and sometimes you get 5 or 6 sturgeon. So sampling in different types of habitats is different, and we have to make choices about what kind of gear we want to use and what kind of effort that really is going to take to get the fish we're targeting.
When you're working with the Institute, are you working with volunteers or is it all staff?
It's largely staff. We do have a few volunteer scientists who work with us, and we have many, many partners. And what's exciting about the event in March is that folks around Chattanooga will be able to come in and meet all of the partners we work with. We have partners from Nashville and Cookeville and Knoxville and south of Atlanta who are all driving up to be here and interact with aquarium visitors.
And this is a nighttime event?
We're really excited about the event that we're going to have in March. It's going to be an evening at the aquarium. We'll be open special after hours, and our visitors can come in and meet with the scientists from both the Conservation Institute, scientists on aquarium staff, and then the many scientists that we work with across the Southeast. So we will be displaying a lot of these conservation projects that we've talked about. Items from the Lake Sturgeon Project or from Conasauga Log Perch, or we might even talk genetics for a while because we've affectionately called this Nerd Night amongst our staff. So it's really a chance to learn a lot about science and to learn a lot about what we're doing to help conserve aquatic habitats in the Southeast.
Here in landlocked Chattanooga, the focus for the Tennessee Aquarium Conservation Institute is on freshwater animals. The international theme for World Water Day on March 22nd is water cooperation, bringing together scientists, governments, and the community to foster a better understanding of sustainable management of freshwater resources.
I don't think students know what the opportunities are for employment and for research and for science in freshwater and in our region. And people don't have a good feel for what's underneath the water. You know, you were asking about how we figure out from a monitoring perspective, but we encourage people when they come to the aquarium or even just friends and colleagues, put your face in the water. You know, we have some really cool fish in the Southeast that people don't know are there because they can't see them easily and they don't think about snorkeling. You know, I don't get to snorkel at the ocean very often, but that's okay because I can snorkel in the Conasauga River and I can snorkel in the Hiwassee River and I can see some equally beautiful, really neat fish right here in our backyard.
This is a great chance for anyone who's interested in biology, students, younger students, even, you know, parents and grandparents, just to come talk to the scientists, learn more about the environmental health of our region, how our rivers are doing, what you can do at home to help protect them as well, and just really get engaged with what we're doing at the aquarium to conserve this really unique backyard that we have here.
Wows and Hows, the science behind aquatic conservation, will be presented on World Water Day, Friday, March 22nd, from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the Tennessee Aquarium. The evening will offer opportunities to meet some of the scientists that collaborate with the Tennessee Aquarium Conservation Institute in monitoring our region's water resources and the animals that live in those habitats. Visit the web at TennesseeAquarium.com for more details. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.